Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah.
Fill the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us in this place. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Oh,
shower down.
Sunday, worship.
Shower down.
Send your spirit. Bless the Lord for the beauty of his holiness. For truly the Lord is our God. He is worthy of all praise. Amen. I thank God today for you and for you and for all of you, for those of you that have made yourself present here today, and those that are joining us by way of our live stream services for Sunday morning service. We bless you this morning for being a part of us. Thank God for so many things this morning, but what I thank God for this morning is for Jesus Christ, our Savior, who makes this moment possible. We have every reason to be excited. We can exclaim, we can clamor with a loud voice that the Lord our God, he is God. Hallelujah. He is great and he is worthy of all the praise. Amen. And Lord God, you know we thank you this morning. I'm going to take scripture this morning as our morning is going to be just enveloped in the Psalms today. Sermon is going to come from Psalms. The scripture is going to come from Psalms. So it's just a good day just to be enveloped in the Psalms this morning. And just dropping in my spirit, I want to go immediately to Psalms 121. Yeah, that's where I want to go. I want to go to Psalms 121, and I want you to stand with me. And I'm going to read Psalms 121, and we're going to read it in its entirety. I'm reading from King James, of course, and it says that I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even more. 8 verses of Psalms 121. You should just clap your hands and bless him, because he's just that kind of a wonderful God. Hallelujah. The excitement of Sunday morning worship. I want to make sure that I premise today with an announcement that's going to be important, because I want all of our faithful attendees at both in person and on our streaming service to know that on the first Sunday in July and the second Sunday in July, that's going to be July the 4th and July the, somebody help me, feed me a date.
July 11th.
That we're going to be out of service for those two Sundays. I'm going to take a vacation, and as we're still in refining times, post-COVID, we're not having anyone to come in, but I'm going to take a vacation. I desire to take one, and I'm going to take one, and I'm going to be away on the fourth Sunday in July, the 4th of July, which is the first Sunday, and the 11th of July, which is the second Sunday, all right? And you're welcome to go with me. You're welcome to go where I go. I'm not going to say you can go with me. You're welcome to go where I go. I'll meet you there. Because part of a vacation is to do what? Get away. Amen. Not that I'm tired of you, but I just need a break for myself. I hope that's all right. And I took a census here last week, and I wanted to take a Sunday, but they gave me two. So I'm going to take both of those. Now, believe it or not, that I'm probably going to find some way to make some presentation. As my wife looks at me, I'm going to find some way to do something live, because you know I have that. When it comes to that, I have that technology savvy, and I can figure out something to just go live for a minute. Amen. So I'll let you know. She'll probably still on Sunday morning. She'll probably be asleep, resting. Amen. But you all just remember that we're going to be away on those Sundays as I take vacation. Pray for myself and my family. They are so deserving. Amen. Give my wife and my daughter applause this morning. My son over here in this corner, and her family. Amen. So deserving. So much to be thankful for this morning. All right, let's go. Come on and bless that wonderful name of. Bless that wonderful name of. Bless that wonderful name of. There is no other. All right, come on, catch up. Oh, bless that wonderful name of. Bless that wonderful name of. I can't hear you. Bless that wonderful name of. No other name I know. There is power in the name of. Power in the name of. Power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There is power in the name of. Power in the name of. Power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Come on and praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise. Praise him. Sun is going down. Come on and praise. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun is going down. Oh, bless the wonderful name of. Come on and open your mouth. Bless the wonderful name of. No other name I know. I get joy when I think about. I get joy when I think about. I get joy when I think about. Joy when I think about. Joy, joy, joy. Joy. I get joy when I think about. Joy when I think about. Oh, bless the wonderful name of. Bless the wonderful name of. Bless the wonderful name of. There is no other name I know. Come on, let's just praise him. That's right, that's right. That's right, it's Sunday morning. It's service time. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him. is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun is going down. I love to praise him. That's right. You gotta love to praise him. Clap your hands. Stand up in your living room. Stand up wherever you are. If you're driving down the road, pull over for a moment. Get out of your vehicle. Lift up holy hands and praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun is going down. That's right. That's right. That's right. Joy when I think about, joy when I think about, I get joy when I think about, joy when I think about what he's done for me, joy, 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 joy. Hallelujah. He is most worthy of all of our praise. And we get that joy when we think about what he's done for us. Amen. Turn to somebody and greet them this morning with a bow of the head, with a salute. Let everybody know here, everybody in your living room, you've gotten up this morning. You may be listening from your bedroom. Look to somebody and say, the Lord, he is great. And he is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all of the praise. And I bless him this morning. And I bless God for you and for you and for you also. Amen. On this Sunday morning service, as we are making this presentation before the Lord, and we are certainly in the midst of an experience. Amen. Thank God for you this morning. I want to get and move right into the word this morning, the gospel of Jesus Christ for our Sunday service. I'm never without a moment of excitement. I want to thank God this morning for conversation. I want to premise today and thank God for conversation, being able to communicate with one another. The scripture teaches us to communicate and to do well, because this is a well-pleasing sacrifice unto the Lord. Two cannot walk together except they are able to communicate, to have a conversation. It's okay to be able to make common things and be in common places, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to communicate. I had said earlier that I was going to just be enveloped in the Psalms today. And another Psalms that come to mind as I'm moving forward into the interior of a preaching moment today, I think of Psalm 63 and 3, where it says in the Message Bible, it says that for God is larger than life. But in the King James, it says, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. And I think about that, and the very concept of being larger than life. And the only time that we think of being larger than life is when we look at the big screen and we turn our attention to Hollywood, when the cameos of celebrities would take the big screen, and because of their portrayal and whatever it is that they are presenting on the big screen, they would become larger than life. God, you are larger than life. You're larger. You're larger than life. And because your love for me is bigger than life, the psalmist declares that my lips are going to glorify you. Amen. Larger than life means that God is colossal. He's awesome. Means that he's epic and extraordinary. The expansion of God in his omnipresence. Oh God, the very divine characteristic to be everywhere at every moment, and to tell me that while I'm speaking, he hear me, and that before I ask, he's already answered, tells me that God has no limits. He is the Alpha and he is Omega. Amen. He's the beginning and the ending. And I want you to get excited about life today, because I can celebrate every holiday that you put on the calendar. I can even celebrate the day of my birth. But I can celebrate life every day. Hallelujah. I can celebrate life every day. I can find a reason for the cheers and the jeers, for the hallelujahs, for the uplifted hands, because I can celebrate life every day. When God said that he was going to make available to me abundant life, it means that I'm always going to be living in an overflow. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm going to always be operating in an overflow. I never have to operate out of scarcity or the lack of, because God made it possible for me to always work out of the abundance of life. I want somebody to declare right now that I'm full of life. Come on, somebody. I'm full of life. And the God that I serve, he's bigger than life. Hallelujah. 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 You don't have to be afraid to start over. It's okay to start over. And today I know I'm talking to some people that are at a point where they want to draw their line and they want to add. They want to do the math in life, and they've decided that this is a good point for me to start over. And it's okay that you start over. It's okay that you start over. It's a fact of life of becoming drained, and it's a fact of life that you run out of fuel and you find it necessary to start over. Have you ever had to start over? Have you ever had to reboot? Have you ever had to reboot? Had to press the stop button only to press the start button again? I get it. It happens that you're going to have to start over. It happens to the best of us. Somebody say amen. Isaiah even wrote this to us who have to start over. He says, even the youth, the young people, even the youth, it's not only given to those that have served life in time, but it says, even the youth shall faint and they are going to become weary. And that the young are going to utterly fall. But Isaiah declared, but they that wait upon the Lord, being young or old, the need to restart, shall renew their strength, shall mount up with the wings of eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And you deserve a fresh start. Clap your hands for getting a fresh start today. Come on, clap your hands, because it's all right to get a fresh start. Somebody needs a fresh start today. Hallelujah for a fresh start today. For the Lord will renew. He will renew your strength. Mount up with the wings of eagles. Hallelujah. Even the eagle stirs her nest of circumstances. Because sometimes we can become so comfortable in life that God has to disturb our comfortability. Because we become so complacent in doing absolutely nothing for ourselves. And even though that I have presented to you the opportunity to restart, I want to talk to a different group of people for the next few moments. I want you to shift gears on the restart. And say this with me, instead of a restart. I don't have to start over. I can move forward from where I am. I don't have to stop. But in midstream, in the middle of a stroke, I can take off from right here. From a slow walk, I can start a rapid pace. And from a rapid pace, I can start a jog. Yes. And from a jog, I can go into a full run. I don't have to restart. I can just move forward from where I am. Can I talk to some people today that don't desire to restart, but you do want to speed up? You want to move from good to better and from better to best. Who am I talking to today? God, I know that you are able to give me a restart. But how about I just take off right from where I am? Where I am on the page. I need you to get this morning. Right where you are on the page. You don't need a new chapter. You don't need a new book. Come on, somebody get it. I need somebody to grab it. Right where I am in mid-sentence. I'm going to drop a period and I'm going to start right here. I'm going to write where I am. I'm going to drop it right here. I'm going to drop a pen. And I'm going to drop a pen for a reference to let those know that follow me. I did this en route. I did this while I was on my way. I had an epiphany of God being colossal. Him being extraordinary. Him being epic. And I got so excited in mid-step that what was supposed to be another step turned into a full-blown run. And I just started running. I got like Forrest Gump. I reached a point and I just kept on running. And I reached the next point and I just kept on running. No need for a reboot. No need for a new start. I just want to run from where I am. I don't know, maybe where you are right now, you just want to take a couple of quick circles where you are and you just want to say, God, I want to keep moving. I want to keep moving. Even if life is good, you can say there is a possibility that life can become great. Somebody share that with me this morning. Let's share the spirit of greatness this morning. Okay? Everything ain't all right. But ain't nothing. Everything ain't all right. Thank you, T. Ross. But ain't nothing wrong. I want to talk to some people that will say, I don't have to start over. I can move forward from where I am. And life is good for me. Somebody declare that right now. Life is good for me. Come on, musicians. Life is good for me. Got a little money in my pocket. Yeah. Everything good. Everything good. But there is a possibility that good can become better. And better can become my best. You can become great today because what you are is you're in a momentum. Come on, I'm bringing you up to where I am. I'm bringing the student up to the level of the teacher today. Her glory, because the teacher is under the total guidance of the Holy Ghost. So it's all right for you to come on up to this plateau this morning where I am, because I'm in a momentum to where the shift is in my hands. The ability to change and transform is made available to me. And God says there can be a modification. Oh my God. It's almost like an episode of being in the mountain of transfiguration. I've been separated from those that were below. And while they were anointed to stay there, I was invited up here. And while they are operating at an anointing there, I'm operating on an anointing here. Somebody say, I've been invited up. I've been led by the Spirit to come up and to come in, to modify. I want you to have the momentum of reorder. Declare that with me, reorder. Somebody say reorganize. Reconstruct. Reorganize. Reconstruct. I've been given the right and the authority to modify. Look at somebody across the room and say, it can be fixed. All right? And God's going to do the modifications. And he's going to reorder your way into a better existence. God's going to take what you have right now and make your better best. Oh my God. Yes. Am I talking to anyone in here? Am I coming across? So I want to have a conversation with someone that know that they are made out of the right stuff. You don't need nobody to pump and prime you right now, because I'm made out of the right stuff. Slightly used, but in good condition. Yeah. I got some miles on me, but I'm made out of the good stuff. Somebody declare it. Slightly used, but in good condition. I declare the spirit of Naomi over my life. That God ain't through with me yet. I've lost some stuff. Naomi lost her sons, and all she had left was one daughter-in-law who decided to stay with her. And she said, I'm made out of the right stuff. God have kept me here so that he could bless me for this time. I want to speak that to somebody that's listening to me online right now. You're made out of the right stuff. And God is not through with you yet. I want the people in the house to holler at the people who are with us virtually and tell them that God is not through with you yet. They can't hear you. God is not through with you yet. I said they cannot hear you. Tell them God is not through with you yet. Come on, they still can't hear you. God is not through with you yet. God is not through with you yet. God is not finished with me yet. Come on, somebody, he's not finished with me yet. Come on, I'm made out of the right stuff. God's about to make better guests. Hallelujah. He didn't bring me this far just to leave me. I need somebody right now to know that you have what it takes. You may have been deflated by who you're connected to. And I pray God they are not with you today, because I want you to be refueled to know this right now. I speak this as a word of truth. You have what it takes. You don't need me. And you don't need what someone else have promised you that may not keep good on that promise. God have already given you more than enough to take up right where you are and move into a faster motion. Pick up right where you are and take life by the horns. Come on, somebody. And you're going to stay right there in the saddle. Hallelujah. Today is not the day for me to try to drag folk out of the ditch. I'm the preacher today, and I'm not a tow service. I'm not a wrecking service. I'm not here to pull people out of the ditch today. I'm here to ride along on the highways of people that's already in motion. Is that all right? Well, I can't hear nothing. I said, I'm not here to pull anybody in, out of the ditch. Somebody ought to holler back, I'm not in the ditch. Somebody holler, I'm right with you. Then give me a wave like as you're passing the by. Come on. Give me one of those waves because you're right here. You're right here with me. I'm moving with you. I'm not dragging folks out of the ditch. Tell somebody you like. Now, if they just looked at you, that means they like you. I ain't stuck. So don't look at me like I'm stuck. I'm not stuck in the mud. I'm not stuck on stupid, and I sure ain't parked on dumb. I'm not drifting to the bottom of the lake. But somebody say, I'm stroking right now in the Holy Ghost. I'm moving forward in the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody else that you like, since you like more than one person. Look at somebody that you like and tell somebody who look like they need a friend that I'm ready for whatever God want me to do. Look at me, don't I look like I'm ready? I'm ready for the next move. Look at you with your Holy Ghost self. Look at you coming up and coming out. Packing it under your feet. I see you with your Holy Ghost self. I see you ready. Somebody declare, I'm ready to go where God wants me to go. Come on. I ain't popping you and priming you. I'm just in agreement with you. Somebody run up here and give me a high five. I need a high five right now. Come on. No, I need a real high five. I don't want no air high five. Somebody run up here and give me a high five. Come here, April. Come run up here and give me a high five. Are you ready to go where God wants you to go? Are you ready to do what God wants you to do? Are you ready to say what he wants you to say? Then go ahead and declare, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Enveloped in the Psalms 34, and you can stay right there, Brandon. Psalms 34. Enveloped in the Psalms. Today, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul. Do y'all see the pronoun that's in this? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be in my mouth. It would be different if I was talking about your mouth. But I'm talking about my mouth now. And my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us. Now, I just invited you in. Exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Somebody say, in midstream, I didn't have to stop. But in midstream, he delivered me from all of my fears. All of a sudden, from being reluctant, I got energized. And I took courage, and I did not fear. They looked upon unto him, and he were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his trouble. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, our God, he is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Now stand to your feet and say, it's larger than life. Come on, somebody, it's larger than life. I see you. Larger than life. Huh? Larger than life. Larger than life. You may be seated in the presence of God, and I know those that are there virtual. Stay with me, Brandon. It's going to be hard. Let me rephrase that. It's going to be impossible. It's not going to be hard. It's impossible for me to bless the Lord at all times and have any time left to be negative. It's impossible for me to bless the Lord at all times and have any time left to be pessimistic. It is an impossibility for me to bless the Lord at all time and have any time left to be damaging or degrading. Because if I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, that's all I'm going to have time to do, is to bless Him. Not you nor can I have a mouth that is filled. I need you to catch the analogy now. And I didn't know this until my mama told me. You cannot have your mouth filled with crackers, saltine crackers, and whistle at the same time. You can try it when you get home. You cannot whistle while your mouth is filled with crackers. Neither can you have your mouth filled with praise and simultaneously speak anything that's negative. Look at your neighbor and say, it's impossible. I need this to be interactive. Neither can his praise be continuous and you speak anything else but life. If his praise is going to be continuous, then the only thing that you will ever be able to speak is life and not death. Because if his praise is continuous, death has no sting. And if it has no sting, it has no authority. The grave is without victory. So I speak life. Verse 3 of this psalm says, oh, magnify. Now, the transliterary connotation of this word says doxazo in the Greek. Oh, magnify, doxazo, which simply means to esteem something greater than life. Not just look up to it, but you are declaring in the magnification that it's greater than life itself. So that you have lost your life inside of the greatness that it has presented itself to become, to be. So when I magnify the Lord, I no longer have to depend on my self-existence, because in Him I now have my being. My life is in Him. So my declaration is, I can do absolutely nothing without Him. I am His. Life is too precious this morning, people, for you to spend every waking moment. Let me help some people to get here. I'm not digging you out, but I'm simply putting a sticky note on your forehead. And right now I see yellow tags on everybody's forehead in here. And that means I'm about to put this right on your forehead. Life is too precious for you to spend every waking moment trying to fix stuff. I didn't get one amen. Amen. Life is too precious for you to start spending all of your tomorrow trying to straighten stuff out. God did not facilitate you or create you with the human ability to fix everything. Now look at somebody that needs to know this and say, that ain't your job. And don't you be offended by them telling you that. That ain't your job. You can't fix everybody. You can't fix everything. Don't get mad because they looked at you and they told you, you can't fix everybody. Say it like you mean it. Look at them again, because they didn't think you were looking at them, and tell them God did not leave you to fix. Y'all look like y'all scared of folks. We in the Holy Spirit. You can't fix everybody. You can't fix everything. Do you know that God told the anointed one, Jesus Christ, I will go before thee and make the crooked straight. I will. So if he told Jesus that he gonna straighten up what's crooked, then you better believe you ought to take your hands off of trying to fix stuff. Stop trying to make everything all right. I'm hoping already you're missing your praise moment, because I'm gonna be giving the benediction in a minute. He says, I will break into pieces the gates of brass, and I will cut asunder the bars of iron. Ain't nothing too tough for me to straighten it out. I didn't tell you to just cast your kids into utter darkness. I told you to put them in my hands. I didn't tell you to cast them out. I told you just bring them to me. And stand right there. And I don't need your commentary. And I'll fix them. Somebody in here is a living witness that I got put on his fixing table. When my mother couldn't do a thing with me because I was either too hard-headed or I smelt myself too much. But didn't he fix you? Some of y'all still got a limp from that overhaul that God gave you. Oh, but he fixed you. Huh? He told Jesus Christ, I'll make the crooked straight. And in the parable of the wheat and the tares, do I need to remind you what he said to all of you all fixer-uppers? To all of y'all who think y'all can fix folks, some of y'all trying to fix me. You can't fix me. You can't even fix yourself. That's another sermon. I'm talking about the person that's sitting next to you now that you're trying to get straight. They tired of hearing a piece of your mind. They ain't want to hear that no more. Let me tell you what you do. Somebody say, what should I do? Ask me to put a sticky note on your head. Let the wheat and the tares grow up together. In my day of separation, I'll fix it. So what I need you to deal with, do this, is stop deleting folks. Just let them grow up. God said, you're going to look around one day, and before you know they're gone, you're going to be asking, where are they? God going to say, I fixed that little bit for you. And did you know that God don't have to kill folks to get them out of your... He can rearrange. He can reorder. See, too often, we think that living a life that's larger... I appreciate y'all so much. We think that living a large life means adding more and more and more. So when we try to get the large life, you know what we end up doing? Going, getting more in debt. Huh? I'm not going to be able to get you out of that car note right now, but I won't help you from getting into another one. I'm not going to be able to help you reduce your debt right there, but I'm going to help you with that car that you got. Living a larger life does not mean getting more and more and more. Somebody say amen. Amen. The reason it's not that is because God don't want your plate overcrowded. Huh? We're always looking for the next deal. Why are you going to offer me 2 for 1 when all I need is one? It's because you want me to lose focus on being thankful for what I have. Now I got too much to see what God has already done for me. You're always looking for the next deal. You're trying to find the next relationship. You haven't even gotten over the last one, and here you go. already ready to run up into another one. And in a couple of days now, you're going to try to figure out what's wrong with them. Nothing's wrong with them. It's what's wrong with you. For thinking that somebody was going to make your life better. We're looking for the next hookup. We're looking for somebody to take us to the next level. Let me talk to y'all who's going to a church now and you join that church simply because you thought that going to that church was going to fix you. While the place of worship is a place to pull yourself together, it's not a place for you to come so that somebody else can do for you only what you can do for yourself. You can't come in here and hide underneath me. You've got to be willing to look at the Lord and say, Lord, cleanse me with your hyssops. Huh? You can't come into a place where you need somebody else to pray for you and support you, somebody to help you, and go to a church where you know they got funds to help you pay your light bill and help you when you get in trouble. You ought to go to a place where when you step in, the light, oh my God, that's shining upon you becomes a light unto the whole household. I'm talking to somebody. I don't know why it is that we go places expecting a different outcome, but we want to recycle that same, we want to circumvent that same behavior, but we want a different outcome. Y'all not hearing me today? God is saying to somebody who's serious right now, somebody say, I'm serious. Somebody who's serious about soaring to realms, expanding to larger territories, to say the first thing that I've got to do is I've got to get in my lane. I want to talk to some people who are controlling what God has put in front of them. And you feel in control of the lane that you're in. And you know that God is taking you to greater. Somebody say, I'm getting in my lane. Now give somebody a wave that's next to you. You don't have to cut in front of them. You don't have to cut them off. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? Somebody declare with a loud voice of greatness, I'm in my lane. I'm in my lane. This is what, let me let you learn from the real teacher. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 40. It says, Jesus grew and became strong in the spirit and in wisdom. Jesus grew and he became strong in spirit and that he was filled with wisdom. I'm going to say it one more time. Jesus grew. He grew. He moved from Mary's womb to a cradle. He moved from the cradle to becoming mobile upon his own feet. And he grew. And as he grew strong in the spirit. I don't want you to look at his physical change. I want you to see his spiritual metamorphosis. He grew in the spirit and he was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. Did y'all see that? I dare you to go farther and go down to verse number 52. And it says he increased. What's the first thing he did? He grew. What's the next thing he did? He increased. What's the first thing he did? Are you growing? Are you growing? If you're growing, then you should be the increase. There should be the increase. But this is not something that you have to try to do. It's to get more and more and more. Don't go after it. It's going to come to you. Hallelujah. Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with men. He didn't have to make friends. Friends made him. That makes sense to me. They made him. So what I want you to do right there in that little verse, he grew in stature, is I want you to compare Jesus' growth and his increase to the first man, Adam. All right? Because we have both the first man, Adam, and we have the second man, Christ, in life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Look at the first man, Adam. Adam, the first man, came into this life full grown. Whew. You never made the comparison. He came into this life what? Do you ever see where Adam was a baby? Do you ever see where Adam had to grow? He came in full grown. He came in a full man. He came in doing man stuff. He came in ready to start his family. He came in full grown. He didn't have the period of growing. There is a blessing in knowing from where I am. There is a place that God is calling me to. That's why Jesus says, if you really want to posture and position yourself to go to next level and move from better to best, then you've got to humble yourself as a little child and discover that what you're incapable of doing, I have not only the willingness, but I also have the ability to get it done. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus, unlike Adam, he learned what it meant to stay in a child's place. Huh? Y'all not getting this today. You're missing it. You want to prove to me how grown you are and what you can do? You're trying to impress me with your own human carnal ability. And all you're doing is distressing your own self. You don't have to prove to me who you are when God can display who you are to him. You don't have to worry about dressing to impress me, because God will present you as his creation, fearfully and wonderfully made. Y'all missing it. He will present you as being his child. Somebody say, humble myself as a little child. I'm in my lane. I'm in my lane. Let me tell y'all what I see right now while I see you in your lane. I look over there and you made me take a double take because I saw a little baby driving a car. I just saw a little kid driving a car. I just saw you over there. And what I see is I see your humility. I see your humbleness before him. I see you saying, not my will, but I see you saying his will being done in my life. I look over there and I don't see your hair in the wind. I see you with both hands on the steering wheel, because it's not you that's controlling things, it's him things. It's him that's controlling it. Jesus, on the other hand, based on what Luke says, he says, while Adam came in here full grown, I came in here and I had a chance to be 12 years old. But at 12 years old, I was so intellectually impressive that I was down at the temple teaching the doctors and the lawyers. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? I had a chance to grow. You know a lot about God. And I know you know a lot about God. If you know a lot about God, raise your hand. Come on and let me see your hand. I know a lot about God, and I know you know a lot about God. In here, way maker? In here, heart fixer? In here, mind regulator? Somebody say, oh, I know about God. But let me tell you something. While you think you know all about God, did you know that God is still omniscient? That he's everywhere. He's already in the other place. I take yesterday's storm. My wife again asked me before, you think we ought to leave yet? She said, do you think we ought to leave yet? Because the doctor, again, I think I told something similar to this a couple of weeks ago when she told me to go back because her car was about to get dinged by the hail. She asked me again yesterday, just before the storms here in Decatur, Alabama. She said, do you think we ought to leave? But I like the way that she asked me. She didn't ask me like she was going to change my mind. She asked me like she wanted to know whether I need to either get in the car or sit down somewhere. Because wherever you go, man of God, then that's where I'm going. She said, do you think we ought to leave? And I said, let's go. And when we got in the car yesterday and we made it over to Decatur, I want you to know that the path of the storms yesterday pulled us out of the way of harm's way, just in case it was going to get worse than what it was. while the winds were there, he didn't want us to look at the storm from that perspective. He wanted us to see the storm from a distance. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? And when I come back down Highway 67, all I could do was see power lines that were thrown over like straws from one end of the causeway to the other. And then when I got home, everything in the backyard was turned upside down. The tables were turned over like Jesus had just went in and just knocked stuff over by the winds, and the limbs were on top of the house. But then we were standing inside of the marketplace listening to the hail there, and God will sometime, if you let him drive you, he will put the storm at a distance. He don't have to bring you out of the storm. He'll put you on the outside of the storm. Wow, the storm. So on the way back, she calls up my favorite sister-in-law and she says, let me show you an image of all of the damage that's been done. And they FaceTime one another, and they were looking, but I missed one thing. While the storm was raging, I got a phone call from one of the saints. They said, are you okay? I said, oh, we fine, we in the marketplace. But I don't think they were calling me to see if I was all right. I think they called me because they wanted to know if everything all right, just period. They had pulled over and gotten under something. You didn't call me because you wanted to know if I was all right. You called me because you were saying, man of God, is this it or is it not? And I told you it's going to be all right. I told you that God. Somebody say, he's omniscient like that. He's everywhere. And you going places and you doing things. Somebody say, yes, I am. But while you going places and doing things, God is omnipresent. He's all knowing and he's everywhere. And you've got pull and you've got clout. I'm almost finished with y'all. But God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And he's omnipotent. Somebody say, he knows everything. He is everywhere. And he has all power. Now I want you to tell somebody that you like that you can move to the top right from where you are. Come on. Tell somebody you can move from the top from where you are. Tell them don't stop because you don't have to start over. Just tell them to acknowledge God in all of your ways. And if there's going to be any boasting today, then you've got to boast in the Lord. That's why the psalmist said that God is larger. He's larger than life. Do y'all hear me today? And if you're going to escape the crowd, then you've got to stop blowing all these insignificant things out of proportion. Do you hear me? Oh, yes. And I want you to declare over your own life today, nothing is greater, nothing is knowing, nothing has no more power than my God has. Yes, he does. Oh, yeah. And when the psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. That means that I cannot change who he is, but I need to look at him through some divine magnifying glass, and I need to see him from a different perspective. I feel preachy here, and there is nothing that can change how great that my God is, but I need to change my perspective. What I want you to do is I want you to look to a spiritual eye today and tell your neighbor, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Yeah. And since the God that I'm looking at, he neither sleep nor slumber, I'm gonna bless him at all times. Somebody say yes today. Since the God that I serve,
He never ceased to come through for me. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Oh, yeah. And because my natural eyesight, somebody say it's limited. I need a spiritual mechanism to look at God. Do y'all hear me? And can't nothing like the Holy Ghost show you what God can do. Am I right about it? Oh, yeah. I can only see in the natural. But when I switch from the natural to that which is spiritual, he's greater. Somebody say he's greater than that. Oh, yes. I have my problems, but he's greater than that. I have my aches, and I have my pains. But I need somebody to be declarative today and say he's greater than that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, I'm going to help you out today. You don't know yet. You haven't discerned yet. You have not tried yet to know that he is greater than any circumstance that's in your life. Oh, yes. You're finding it hard to shout right here. Give me a minute, Brandon. Let me work right here. You're finding it hard to magnify the Lord with me right now because you cannot get your mind off of what your problems are. You've got pain in your body. You've got problems in your finance. You've got issues in your family structure. And you cannot see that God is bigger than any pain. He's greater than any financial situation. He is more than any family issue. And the reason that you cannot see that he is greater, that he is better, that he is larger, the reason you can't see it is because you have not tasted. You cannot see until you taste. Oh, yes. You cannot see until you taste. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come here, Ty. I need you to help me, Alana. Oh, yes. Come on up here and help me. I'm going to show the folk why they cannot rejoice and be filled with joy. Oh, yes. I have an imaginary in my hand. Now I want you to take it. Fix your hand and take the apple. Now what I want you to do is with your imagination taste the apple. Go ahead and bite it. Oh yes. It looks good. Does it taste good? Is it really good? Now I'm taking what you've got to say about what God is, but until I taste it for myself, I will never see that he is greater than any problem. I will never see. So give me a part of your God. I got to taste him for myself. Oh yeah. Now tell your neighbor, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Now tell somebody, strong, but he's stronger. I thought he was wise, but is he wiser? Is he wiser? Hey! Come on and shout. And somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. If it had not been for the
Lord. Your head, I'm glad the hand of the Lord is around us. You know what I mean?
Diamond, if it wasn't for God's covering grace, I wouldn't be alive right now.
This is just a simple song.
I could have lost my mind. Wanted to give up so many times. But God was my anchor, a consistent way maker. His grace, God covered me. Go on and sing the song, Pastor. Well, the enemy came against me. You called me about it. I took my body and my ministry. But what God ordains, he will maintain. I'm grateful he covered me. Come on, everybody, let's sing a song.
You covered me. Protection
all around me. Feel the song the way you wanna feel. Well, the enemy came against me. You called me about it. I took my body and my ministry. But what God ordains, he will maintain. I'm grateful he covered me.
Oh, everybody, come on.
All around me.
If it wasn't for your grace,
cover me. Nothing but grace. Oh, nothing but mercy.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got everything.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got everything.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got everything.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it.
Something about your praise that he loves, so everybody.
you.
Hallelujah.
We bless you for it today. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly.
Speak right now, let it pour like rain. Oh yeah, we do.
have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
With his stripes.
I am healed.
Yeah.
I am healed.
Every died that we might be healed. Oh, he suffered that we might be healed. From the inside out.